Okay, last talk of the day. I think it will be quite intense and interesting. So please welcome Jimmy Angelakos, and he will tell us why RLS sucks and if we can use it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. This is all about knowledge sharing, right? I'm not out to impress anyone. I was trying, well, let me get into that in a moment. Let me talk about myself, my favorite subject. So I'm a systems and database architect. I'm based in Edinburgh in Scotland. I've been using open source and trying to contribute for the past 25 years. I've been using Postgres exclusively for the past 16 years, and I am a contributor to the project. My book is coming out. It's going to print very shortly, PostgreSQL Mistakes from Manning. I also have another book out that I co-wrote with other very interesting Postgres people. And I've also written a Postgres extension called pgstatvis for visualization of internal statistics and time series analysis of those statistics. Now, let's get into what this talk is about. First of all, we're going to see what row-level security is. Then we're going to talk about when to use it, how it works, and how to use it. Make sense? We're also going to examine what's wrong with it and what we can do about that. And also some other things to try that are interesting with row-level security. So the motivation, coming back to what I said before, motivation is I had a customer that wanted their application's users to not be able to see each other's data. Duh. But what's interesting about this customer is that they were used to the fact that their application was usually badly coded. And they were like, "I don't trust my application. It will leak data from one customer to the other." And so they were looking for a solution for that. Because their application used to have things like, in the past, don't try it now, slash user slash 1234 slash data. And if you knew, if you guessed the URL of the other user, the ID of the other user, you were able to see their data. Nice. So something that can protect you against that is row-level security. So row-level security gives you a finer-grained control over which rows are visible to which users. And we're talking about database users now, okay? So it provides additional security beyond the table or column-level privileges that we're used to with the grant statements in SQL. So it's a type of access control list, and it saves you the effort of doing your security filtering in the application layer, right? Because if you have it in the database, it's already there, the data's already protected. You don't need to write code to do that. So when would you use row-level security? Some scenarios are you could have confidential data and you want to restrict access to sensitive records. It's like, for example, let's say you're a doctor, you don't want your other staff to be able to see the medical records, only you should be able to see them. Just an example. Or it could be departmental separation or separation of roles in your organization. For example, only the HR department should be able to see HR-related content, and so on and so on. Only finance should be able to see finance, and so on. Another use case is multi-tenancy. So if you have systems that are used by multiple tenants, let's say by multiple customers, you want them to be able to see only their own data in the database. So, It does give you finer grained visibility control. You select which rows out of the same table a specific user can see. So you don't have to have one table for each customer and have 10,000 tables with their data, right? You can have a table that says transactions. So how does RLS work? Effectively, what you see as the result of RLS is that from the user's perspective, the rows that they're not supposed to see don't exist for them. So if, let's say, there's 1,000 rows in the table and you're only supposed to be able to see 100 rows out of that table, if you do a select count, the number you will get back is 100. The other rows do not exist for you. You don't even know how many they are. So you can tell that RLS is built into the internals of Postgres, and it's like a barrier that doesn't allow you to see the things you're not supposed to see. So how does the barrier function? Key concepts are the policies, where you define the conditions for reading and modifying rows in that table. And also there's the security barrier that needs to be applied to things like views, so that people are not allowed to bypass the row level security by doing clever tricks with the query optimizer, let's say. So, please move to the next slide. So how does RLS work? It is exactly, literally, an access control list, right? It's not like an access control, it is an access control list. So internally, what you're doing is you are effectively adding where to your original query. So it's like, show me the transactions where user equals that. So the user is only able to see those transactions. And the policies that you create can be permissive or restrictive. What is the difference? So permissive policies, policy A and policy B, are the default. And it means that if any of the permissive policies match, right? If I, for example, policy A is that I'm in the finance department, I don't need policy B to be able to read the data because it's OR. Get it? So if one of the policies that are permissive are satisfied for me, the user, I can read the data. Restrictive policies require an AND. So if, let's say, there's a policy C that forbids something, but policy D allows it, because they're restrictive, both have to allow it. So as the result of policy C not being satisfied, and being restrictive, it forbids access to the data. Clear? Cool. All of this is visible in the Postgres catalog inside PG policy. And PG policy has columns like policy rel ID, which table, it's the ID of the table that the policy refers to, policy command, does the policy apply to selects, inserts, updates, deletes, or all of the above? Is it permissive, true, or restrictive, false? And this is where the access control list thing comes in. You get an array of roles that the policy applies to. So it tells you that the policy applies for these users. And then you get the specifics of the rules. You get the using clause. We'll see what that is. And the with check clause that define the policy. So let's see how you define a policy. First of all, what you have to do is enable row level security. By default, it's turned off. And why is it turned off by default? Because by default, it denies everything. So you wouldn't be able to read any rows from the table. So now,